Some years ago, I had a birthday I'll never forget because everyone else did. Let me explain what I mean. I woke up on the morning of my birthday and for 5 or 10 minutes I chatted to my wife, but there was no mention made of my birthday. And so to make her feel better, I sang, "Happy birthday to me, happy birthday to me, happy birthday dear John, happy birthday to me." Now I must say Pat had a good reason for just forgetting my birthday for a few moments. The night before, she'd been at the doctor's and she'd been diagnosed with a condition that was quite serious. And so I could understand why she had forgotten my birthday. Well, we went downstairs, and about 8:30, the telephone went, and I saw it was my daughter, Joanna. Now, Joanna's wonderful. She never forgets anyone's birthday. So I picked the phone up, and I said, "Hi, Jo." She said, "Hi, Dad. How's Mum?" Oh, I said, "Well, she's here. Do you want a word?" And so Mum and daughter talked for about 10 minutes. The phone went down. And again I sang, "Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday, dear John. Happy birthday to me." Well, the day proceeded. And about 5:30, the phone went again. And I could see it was my son. Now I thought, this is amazing. He never remembers anybody's birthday. And so I picked the phone up and I said, "Hi, Andrew." He said, "Hi, Dad. Do you have my MOT certificate?" I said, "Why ever would I have your MOT certificate?" So we chatted for a few moments. No mention was made of my birthday. So again, I put down the phone and I sang, "Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday, dear John. Happy birthday to me." My birthday had all but been forgotten. Now, I have to say, in a sense, I didn't mind. I've now reached that age when I'm perhaps quite thankful if people do forget my birthday. But what I want to say tonight is this. Whatever you do, don't forget the birthday. Don't forget the birth of Jesus Christ. And I say that for two reasons. First of all, because Jesus Christ is a unique person. A unique person. 700 years before he was born, the prophet Isaiah said, "The virgin shall conceive and bear a son and shall call his name Emmanuel, God with us." Jesus Christ was God and man. Not part God, part man. Not half God, half man. Perfect God, perfect man. These two natures were in the one being. Jesus Christ is a unique person. Just imagine, 43 years ago, Mr. and Mrs. Sunak, is it all right? It's not a judgment on me, is it? No. 43 years ago, Mr. and Mrs. Sunak are walking the streets of Southampton with their newborn baby boy. And someone comes up to them and they say, "Who's this?" Now, they wouldn't have said, "Oh, this is the Prime Minister." They wouldn't have said that. Perhaps they never dreamt that one day their boy would become Prime Minister. But by contrast, here are Mary and Joseph walking the streets of Bethlehem, walking the streets of Nazareth, and someone says to them, "Who's this?" They could have said, "This is the Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace." And they could have said that because Jesus did not become these things. He was these things, even as a babe in the manger. Jesus Christ is the God-man. That's why he was hungry and thirsty. Why he was tired and weary. Why he mourned and wept. He was a man, a true man. But he was also God. And that's why he raised the dead. He walked on water. He fed the 5,000. He forgave sins. He was both God and man. James Irwin was the 8th man to walk on the moon. And as a result of that experience, he became a committed Christian. And he spent many years going all over the world sharing the gospel of Christ. And James Irwin said, "God walking on the earth is far more important than man walking on the moon." God walking on the earth, far more important than man walking on the moon. Jesus Christ is a unique person. That's the first reason why we must not forget his birth. But there's a second reason. He's a unique person who came for a unique purpose. The words of the angel to Joseph, "You shall call his name Jesus. He shall save his people from their sins." The angel was saying, not just to Joseph, but also to us. The angel was saying, "You are sinners. You need a savior. And Jesus Christ is the savior you need." Now that's not a popular message today. Indeed, there are many people who deny that they are sinners at all. And yet the evidence is overwhelming. We're sinners both by nature and by practice. I remember the first two words spoken by my youngest granddaughter, after the customary mummy and daddy. She would get hold of one of her toys, and when her older brother and sister came towards her, she would say, "Mine, mine." But then, when her older brother and sister picked up a toy, she would go to them, and she would say, "Share. Share. Mine. Share." Now her parents had never sat her down and told her how to be selfish, taught her how to be jealous. They didn't need to. It was already in her. And that's true of each one of us. We are sinners by nature. But not just sinners by nature, also sinners by practice. Just think back over the past 24 hours. No impure thoughts, no unkind words, no selfish acts. Have we put God first in everything? And that's just the past 24 hours. What about the past week? The past month? The past year? And then multiply that by the 20, 40, 60, 80 years we've been on this earth. Each one of us has committed a mountain of sin. Each one of us needs a saviour. And Jesus Christ is the saviour we need. I remember some years ago, another of my granddaughters writing to Father Christmas. And this is what she wrote. Dear Father Christmas, I hope you are well, and I hope I have been good enough to my brother this year. Why did she write that? Well, no doubt there had been times when she'd been arguing and falling out with her brother, and Mummy had said, oh dear, Father Christmas only comes for good boys and good girls. Now, at this time of the year, Father Christmas is perhaps too prominent. And yet there's a world of difference between Father Christmas and Jesus Christ. And one of the differences is this. Father Christmas comes for good boys and good girls. Jesus Christ did not come for good boys and good girls, for good men and good women. Jesus Christ came for bad boys and girls, for bad men and women. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. We all need to be saved. We all can be saved. But the trouble is, some people disqualify themselves. What do I mean? Well, Jesus said, I came not to call the righteous. Those who say, I'm all right, I'm not a sinner. He came not to call the self-righteous, but sinners to repentance. And that's why at the age of 33, he was crucified upon the cross of Calvary. He was punished for our sin. He was punished for our guilt. He was born to die in order that he might atone for our sins upon the cross of Calvary. I finish with this. The story is told of a boy, and as Christmas time approached, his parents asked him what he wanted for Christmas. And he said he wanted a new bike. And to his great joy, his parents said he could have a bike. And so he went off to school and he told all his friends that for Christmas he was getting a bike. Well, time went on and few weeks before Christmas, one Saturday morning, he was down in the town centre with his father, and as they walked past the bicycle shop, there it was in the window, the very bicycle he wanted, with the handlebars, with the gears, everything. And his father said he could have that bike. Well, now he was even more excited, because when he went to school, he wasn't just talking about a bike he was going to get for Christmas. He was now talking about the bike he was going to get for Christmas. Well, Christmas Day came. He was up at the crack of dawn, went downstairs. There was the bicycle. And he couldn't wait to get out of the door, onto the street, onto the bicycle. And with great joy, with great enthusiasm, he rode his bicycle down the street. Because now, you see, it wasn't a bicycle. It wasn't the bicycle. Now, it was my bicycle. And it was that which made the difference. Well, this Christmas time, there are those who would say that Jesus Christ is a saviour. There are some who would say he is the saviour. There is something special, something distinctive about him. But the wonderful thing is, when from the heart you can say, Jesus Christ is my saviour. He came into this world for me. He died upon the cross for me. I've repented of sin. I've trusted him as my saviour. Now he is mine and I am his forever and forever. Tonight, if you cannot say, Jesus Christ is my saviour, I would urge you to ponder on what you've heard in the readings, what you've heard in the carols, what I've tried to share with you in these few moments. I would urge you to seek Jesus, to call upon him. And as you do so, you will find that unique purpose for which he came, to save you from your sins. That unique purpose will be fulfilled in you. Whatever you do this Christmas time, don't forget the birthday, the birth of Jesus Christ. He is a unique person, and he came into this world for a unique purpose. Thank you.